It's 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. LA Rams, New England Patriots, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. In just a few days, Atlanta will play host to Super Bowl 53. It's been 19 years since the city last hosted the most watched game in the world. My producer, Taylor Gant, he was only 8 years old when the Rams played the Tennessee Titans in Super Bowl 34 at the Georgia Dome in 2000. So these days, he's a little bit older, and he loves a good game of football. So this morning, he is the perfect person to break down the big game and all of the events happening around the city. All right, Taylor, let's start with a little history. Looking back at the last Super Bowl Atlanta hosted, what were some of the big storylines?
Well, good morning, Leah. Thanks for having me. Really, once again, you know, as it is this year, weather was on the minds of a lot of people. As our reporter GPB's Ross Terrell mentioned earlier this week, there was ice storms that came through the city, you know, hundreds of wrecks. You know, people had difficulties getting around. It was even hard for the teams themselves to get to the Georgia Dome to practice, you know, before the big game. But once they got to the game itself, it was actually, you know, really tense. It was a dramatic finish that a lot of people still remember to this day.
It is caught by Dyson. Can he get in? No, he cannot. And the Rams have won the Super Bowl.
So that was a Tennessee Titans receiver, literally, you know, try to picture it for radio, stretching the ball 1 yard away from the end zone to tie the game. He was just that short, and the Rams would go on to win the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness. I think they are hoping for that this year.
They definitely are, yes.
All right. Now, and that wasn't even the only drama of the night. There were many after parties in the city and in the early morning hours at the Cobalt Lounge, a group partying with Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis. They were involved in an altercation that resulted in two deaths. Lewis and two members of his entourage, they were charged with murder. Lewis eventually pleaded guilty to an obstruction of justice charge, while the others were later acquitted.
Yeah, Leah, it was really a crazy story. You know, anytime a player with such a high profile as Ray Lewis during Super Bowl weekend, something like this happens, it was something that captured headlines across the league and across the world, obviously. And Lewis actually talked about this in an interview with Graham Benzinger last year.
So maybe what I went through actually saved my life.
How so?
Because of how comfortable I was with just thinking I was just a normal Joe. And the harsh reality is I'm not.
So turning back to the game, what makes this year's matchup so interesting?
Well, it's a rematch from the year after Atlanta hosted its last Super Bowl. It's between the Rams and the Patriots, who are now in L.A. The Rams used to be in St. Louis. One of the most interesting things is it entails your favorite player, of course, Leah, Tom Brady. I say that facetiously. But yes, if he wins on Sunday, that will be his sixth Super Bowl ring, which will make him the only player to have six in all of NFL history. He currently has the most for NFL quarterbacks now. On the other side, you have Sean McVay, who's the coach of the L.A. Rams. He played high school football, actually, for Marist here in Atlanta. And he's also only 33 years old, so he's the youngest coach to ever be in a game of this magnitude. Right now, the Patriots are entering the game as slight favorites, but, you know, on Super Bowl Sunday, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. So, you know, for a lot of people, the Super Bowl halftime show has turned out to be a bigger deal than the game itself. Mm-hmm. All of the drama leading up to that. When the NFL first announced that Maroon 5 was going to perform, there was all kinds of backlash, especially on social media, because Atlanta is so rich in music.
Of course.
Was all of that deserved?
Well, I think a little bit of it was deserved. The NFL is a pretty popular punching bag. You know, it doesn't get everything right, obviously. Now they have Big Boy as part of the halftime show, which a lot of people were very excited about. Mm-hmm. They have Gladys Knight doing the national anthem, obviously a Georgia and Atlanta legend. Mm-hmm. And Chloe and Halle, who are two twin sisters from Atlanta signed to Beyonce's record label, they'll be doing America the Beautiful before the game. So if nothing else, you know, there really is now an infusion of Atlanta flavor in the music scene that really wasn't there a few months ago when people were really getting upset about Maroon 5.
Yeah, I think this was a good save for the NFL. They brought in Jermaine Dupri, who is affectionately known as, of course, Atlanta's mayor.
That's
and
right.
He has come in with a week-long of a series of concerts that feature Atlanta musicians. So good
That's
save
right.
on the part of the NFL.
Well played.
They wouldn't have gotten out of here without that. So the Super Bowl fan experience at the World Congress Center, you can stand in a really long line to take a picture with the Lombardi Trophy. You know, all kinds of stuff is happening downtown.
Among other things, right. So the fan experience is, you know, it's a place where, you know, football fans, diehard fans go to see memorabilia, you know, go to see a little bit of the history of the game. And as you said, you get a chance to take a picture with the championship trophy if you have a lot of patience and if you don't mind standing in lines. Tonight, we're going to have Ludacris and Migos, an all-Atlanta set at the State Farm Arena. Friday, Post Malone and Aerosmith, a different kind of mix-up there.
Rock.
a little rock, a little pop, a little more, you know, a different vibe. They'll be on Friday. And then Saturday is probably the blockbuster show that everybody is very excited about, Bruno Mars and Cardi B.
All right, Taylor Gant, you are my trusted Morning Edition producer and our sports expert.
Well, thank you, Lee. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
This is 88.5.